Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I am continuing my Energy of Success series. And the next step in the process is to commit to learning everything about your desired result, your goal, as well as becoming the type of person that has what you want. So you're going to invest time, energy, focus, money in training, education, and coaching as needed. And you can do this in a lot of different ways. You can hire a coach. I think that, obviously, I'm in that business, so I think that's the easiest path. But often, even with a coach, say you are committing to a financial goal, you might need to learn about investing. Or if you are wanting to make a career change, and let's say you want to transition into a creative career, you might want to get some training around that, even if you've had training in the past. So this learning, it's still done very intuitively, but you are seeking the information that you need so you can start the process of believing that you are the person who's doing that thing. So, I mean, sometimes it's if it's a job and you want a particular salary, maybe you do some research on what's market, what's market. You can even, sometimes the research can help you say, oh, that might be market, but I want to believe that I'm worthy and deserving of more, right? And so then that can help you do the work to prepare yourself to ask for more, right? Let's see, what other learning? Learning comes in so many different forms. Even as a coach, I commit to some type of learning all the time, not just, spiritual fundamentals and manifestation fundamentals and law of attraction fundamentals and metaphysic fundamentals, but also the art of coaching, I'm always reading something, learning something, listening to something. Because the learning helps me better embody who I've set out to be, right? And so it's okay to learn, I do think there are a lot of things that are natural, that come naturally to us, a lot of natural gifts, talents, and abilities. But those also need to be developed for your market, for your journey, you figuring out your unique path. And I believe that learning and training and coaching can help you better embody your unique approach to doing whatever it is that you desire to do. Now, here's the tricky thing with learning is people can go and listen to a bunch of stuff and hear a bunch of people's stories, and then they can start to judge themselves or take the energy on. I had a client recently, we were talking about she's really activated an energy of wealth in her life. And so she was telling me that she was listening to some stories about people who lost money. And I was like, oh, I know what's going on here. She's a highly sensitive person, and her empathy was causing her to take on the story of these people losing money as her own. And I was like, no. You don't have to do that, right? So learning, while I'm a huge fan of learning, it is not a reflection of what's possible to you, for you. I think sometimes people start listening to things and learning, quote unquote. They're not really learning. They're just trying to prove to themselves, again, that they can have what they want. And that's not the approach I want you to take. Look at it head on and accept it for what it is. And know that you get to decide what your reality ultimately will be. And this information is just your path to better understanding who you are in whatever desired result you've chosen for yourself. How does this look? More. How does this look? I'm always learning craft, like on the romance writing side. I am always studying craft. And I study craft in a lot of different ways. It may study craft by listening to a lot of published work. I may study craft through buying a craft book and getting clear about how to do certain things. But it's all led by my intuition. Like, I was listening to a book recently and the premise was good. Like, you know, and I was like, this isn't a bad book, but there's something about it that's dragging and it's not singing. And it's keeping me from wanting to even continue to read it. I actually, you know, it's very rare, particularly with fiction, that I don't finish the book. But I didn't finish this one. And I said, oh, okay, what's the learning in this for me? And I was like, oh, it doesn't sing. So I Googled, okay, how to make your work sing, right? And so then what the things that came up, I took notes on. A lot of it's word choice. It's a lot of when you enter the scene, how you enter the scene. Is there too much backstory? And again, it's, you know, it's how the sentences are crafted. You know, is it encouraging the reader, even listening, right, to continue to listen? You know, words lead to another word, lead to another word. And if it's clunky, there are some words that that are best not to use, that can make prose very clunky. Yeah, you got to take those out in the editing process. So I saw, oh, this was an editing issue that's making this book difficult to read. Even editing, right? Like, I hire an editing team, but I do, you know, after my initial draft, I do two more rounds, just me. And that's where I can flesh out my plot, my story, my characters. But I also, in that last draft, of my three-part process, is to pull out those words that drag the narrative. And I have a whole stack. You know, I'm always picking up new words to pull out. And I have a whole stack of post-its over the years of all the words I've identified that cause the story to drag. I share all this with you because even after doing this, you know, I'm putting work in the world, I'm still always trying to get better at it, and not get better solely for me. I'm getting better for my reader, right? And so, going back to the point I was going to make about editing, you know, like, I hire a team, but I always want to know, you know? And so I recently read a book, or I read an article in a book specifically about the editing process, because I am my own publisher. I have to think about, okay, what are all these roles' purposes, right? And so the editing role, I read this cool thing, is so if a writer creates the magic, the editing process and the editor turns that material into a product that can be sold, right? And then in that process, a writer goes from being this magic maker to being an actual author, right? That's participating in commerce, right? They're creating something that can be bought, right? And so having that perspective on the editing process now, even though I've done editing processes many times, having that perspective, I'll go into my next work and I'll be like, oh, okay, I get what the editing is for. And I'll be looking for those very specific things. And even in interviewing editors, I'll ask them what their philosophy is on editing and does it align with this new philosophy that, based on this work I read, that I've taken on, you know? And so never underestimate the power of continuing to learn and learn about things not from a place of validating your desire, but learn from a place of rooting into the desire and seeing your path to success, because it will ultimately be your own. There's no amount of research that you can do that will make you a success. There's no amount of research that can be a substitute for you being on the journey towards your success. And so you take all of that information and you run it through your system, if you will, your internal system, and you figure out who you are, right? And so always be willing to learn And then don't use that learning against yourself, right? Because you can easily, you know, you can start listening to a bunch of people's stories and then suddenly feel like what you want is not possible. That's not what I'm asking you to do. I want you to see how it, of course it's possible. And I want you to see what your path is and your role is in making that possible. And it's not all you. It's you and spirit together. But I believe that learning and training and education and coaching is a fundamental part of that process, your process. All right, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And specifically, look at that one-year intuitive coaching package. Thank you so much for listening to this show. If you like it, please subscribe, write a review, thumbs up if that's possible, or throw some stars up because it helps the algorithm find the show and it helps you find shows. Say you're like, hey, what was that? It's series Amy did on success. You'll be able to search it much easier when the algorithm is friendly to us. And it's friendly to us if you like, review, subscribe. Thank you so much. Thank you. I look forward to connecting with you on the next show in this series. Take care of yourself.